Welcome back to the training series Morning Success Routine. This is Patty Cotton, and you're listening to the second module in the series of three. Now you'll recall that this training shares a routine comprised of three simple steps of 5 minutes each. This means you'll take about 15 minutes daily, and it's designed to help give you back hours of productivity in return. If practiced regularly, it should provide you with greater clarity, focus, and mental energy. Leaders around the world, such as Steve Jobs, Margaret Thatcher, Richard Branson, and others, have practiced morning routines like this to support performing at their best and contributing their greatest work. We mentioned in the first module that the steps are clearing the mind, that's decluttering from thought fragments and other white noise that your brain generates while you sleep. This prepares the brain for focusing. I call the second step centering, and this is actually harnessing the mental energy your brain possesses to teach it how to better focus and concentrate. Then the third step is creating an intentional positive attitude for the day, so that your focus operates from that part of the brain where best critical thinking and decision-making take place. Now, if you're listening to this and you haven't had the chance to hear the first module, you'll want to click on the link for it at the bottom of this page right now and listen to that first. In the first module, we talked about the importance of clearing the mind and how to do so. In this current module, we're going to learn how to center, to harness the mental energy you possess for greater focus and concentration. This exercise will help you develop the habit of being more present, being more mindful of what is happening in the moment. Being present is important to making good decisions and deepening relationships. It's really all about supporting good listening skills so that you can pay better attention and ignore distractors that interfere with what is important in the moment. Many years ago, I reported to the president of a company. Our standing meetings were frankly somewhat of a joke. I knew that in order to get anything accomplished, I could only bring in 3 items for discussion, even though we were scheduled for a full hour. Now, it wasn't that the president was long-winded or even indecisive. I simply could not tether his attention for a long enough time to achieve anything. While I sat there, he might chat with someone on the office phone, while typing an email, and even answer an occasional text. I couldn't believe it. All the while, I waited patiently for him to take a breath so I could continue our meeting agenda. What did that say to me? That he was gifted? A master at multitasking? Absolutely not. It said that our meetings were not worth his attention, and that what I was doing was not important. Even though I was charged with raising millions of dollars yearly to support his institution, and I was directly responsible for a significant budget, it was not enough for him to pay attention. I think I could have told him that the office was on fire, and he simply would have nodded absent-mindedly. We actually could have accomplished what we needed to in 10 minutes, had he been present, had he been able to focus. Imagine the time and energy we both could have saved. Instead, I stayed perched on the edge of my chair for an hour, waiting for him to occasionally turn to me and get in another sentence or two. Instead of being recognized as someone who accomplished a great deal, I have to report that the man developed quite a reputation with others for not caring, for being out for himself only. Now, whether this was true or not, he certainly gave the impression, and his attention to distractions certainly reinforced the idea. I'm still baffled that he was allowed to lead an organization for the time he actually did. It did not last. As you can see by the illustration of the president, our conditioning and habits can definitely interfere with being able to concentrate on and connect with what is in front of us. Now, chances are that you do not carry on like that president. However, the habit of acting on everything that occurs as it comes to you, putting out fires, is a great temptation and a deadly one. Does the tyranny of the urgent tug at you? Another habit that doesn't serve us is worrying. Worrying about what might happen, what might not happen, what the other person is thinking. Worrying about appearing competent, about making the right decision, or even worrying about other things that have nothing to do with anything that is currently happening. This deadly habit keeps us from being able to be present and to focus on what is really happening right in front of us. Does this sound familiar? The exercise of centering is a powerful tool designed to help harness your focus, to train it, and to keep these interferences at bay. It's a great next step after clearing your mind of those mental cobwebs, and also a wonderful standalone exercise that you can perform any time of day to get yourself back on track. The following exercises are choices that you can use for centering. Number 1, a breathing exercise. Number 2, prayer. Number 3, a meditation of your choice. Whichever one of these 3 exercises you choose for your centering step, you will want to devote 5 minutes to it. Now, the breathing exercise option is one that is modeled after one that we use in hospitals and clinics. It's designed to help reduce stress, anxious thoughts, and pain. I have clients who have used this right before a challenging meeting or after a tough conversation, or whenever they want to get rid of monkey mind or that white noise that fuzzes up our thinking. It's whenever they want to capture more focus. If you don't have access to one of these breathing exercises, I've included a 5-minute one here at the bottom of the page. Please feel free to use it anytime you need to come back to earth and focus. How good is your focus? Test yourself with the following exercise that my colleague, Master Coach Marshall Goldsmith, uses with corporate clients. It helps them assess their listening and concentration skills. Get in a comfortable spot and close your eyes. Count slowly to 50 with one simple goal. You must not let another thought intrude into your mind. You must concentrate on maintaining the count. I agree with Marshall. The exercise sounds simple, but the majority of people who attempt this cannot do it. Somewhere around the number 20 or 30, nagging thoughts begin to invade the brain. You may begin to think about your kids, a challenge you're facing at work, or that chore you need to tackle. And the point is this: if you can't focus listening to yourself as you count to 50, how will you be able to focus on anyone or anything else? In the next module, I'll bring you step 3, creating a spirit of positive intention for more energy. Meanwhile, here's to your success.